Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about the need for time out. Recently, I'd been beating myself up for not accomplishing tasks, of wasting my time reading and relaxing and taking time out. Yeah, it's important to watch for procrastination and all its little tricks that take us away from our important goals and accomplishments. Yet, we also need to show respect for our bodies and our minds. They need time off. Time out, or time in other pursuits. Individually and in our relationships, we all need playtime where we're not working on anything, not on progressing, not on taking care of business, and definitely not on achieving anything. Maud and I recently had a marvelous and rejuvenating few days. These were days where we stepped outside our usual patterns and day-to-day projects and were just together having an intimate and lovely time. We didn't do anything big and important. We were very present with each other, talking, laughing, sharing. We're not referring to date nights or trips or other planned escapades together. Here we're referring to spontaneous, unplanned, unscheduled, open free time. It started when Maud suggested hanging out with each other with no goal other than that. We'd each been so busy with our individual jobs and tasks, or with mutual social events, that we hadn't spent much time with each other, just relaxing or having adventures. Those things that we enjoy doing separately can make us forget to spend time together. But time like that is important precisely because it doesn't involve doing anything. It's an opportunity to reconnect to ourselves and each other. It's a time for laughter, for creativity, for spontaneity, for unplanned nonsense, the substance of life. In The Artist's Way, author Julia Cameron offers a wonderful course for connecting with your creative self. One of the vital components of this process is what she calls the artist date. It's essentially an excursion, a play date, and she suggests that a little fun can go a long way toward making your work feel more like play. We all need these times, and our relationships need them as well. Refresh yourselves and your partners, and all that you want to accomplish and create will be that much richer for it. Changing our patterns and altering the way we fill our time wakes us up and keeps us from sleepwalking through our lives and our loves. All our efforts will be that much more when we replenish our spirits with play and laughter. That's it for today. Make sure you go out and have lots of fun this week. And go into our blog at philandmaud.com. Check it out, read our blogs, and sign up for our newsletter. Comes out once a week.